words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, we look today to our third and main point in this chapter and study concerning the Lord and His laborers, a glancing look toward the judgment seat, as we have not focused on that quite as much. Every man's accountable to the Lord. Every man is accountable for his labor. And every man is accountable for his life, verses 10 through 15, which takes up our study today. So find your place in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, and we'll begin our reading after a word of prayer. Father, I need you now. I ask for your hand to rest upon me. Help me to glorify your name. Magnify the scriptures. Edify the saints. Notify the sinner. As I testify of the Savior. Thank you for loving me, for saving me, and for having me. I owe you everything. Lord, thank you for your love and mercy and grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Paul now takes up four different truths concerning the believer's life. If we will keep these four truths ever in our hearts and minds, I believe it will prepare us for the day of reckoning. They are the grace of God, verse number 10, the foundation of Christ, verse number 11, the work of man, verses 12 and 13, and then finally, the day of judgment for the saints, verses 13 down into verse 15. Our personal accountability as a Christian should serve as a catalyst to strengthen our hearts and hands in the service of our blessed Lord. So we look first to the grace of God. The church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets in Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. And Paul says here, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. The apostle could testify to the Corinthians that he had complied and conformed to the blueprint that God handed him for starting churches, for strengthening Christians, and it was the grace of God. It had been bestowed upon Paul. According to its pattern, according to its principles, he had went forth to serve God. And it was God's divine grace, not only bestowed upon him for Christian service, but it was blessing him in his ministerial service. And may we always conform our lives according to the grace of God. Grace teaches me to take heed to how I am building. I am privileged by grace to be on the right foundation. But with so great a privilege comes such great responsibility. And therefore, there should be not only the compliant use of God's grace by the builder, the careful use of God's grace. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Let us use choice building materials. We'll talk about that down in verse 12. But in order to have a victorious Christian life, we ought to build with an eternal vision, using things of eternal value, and keeping eternal truths and verities ever before our lives. God help us to take heed to how we are building. So then, the grace of God. Number two, a part of your life for which you will be held responsible is the foundation of Christ. Look to verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The foundation of Christ. There's only one foundation that will stand throughout time and eternity. It is the only one that meets the requirements of God's inspections, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the proper and eternal foundation. He needs no improvement. With his wonder and wisdom and power and glory, this foundation commands and constrains our faithful and fervent proclamation. Let us proclaim Christ as the foundation of God that standeth sure. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now then, the work of man. Verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. Every man's work. Now, if any man build. That phrase, any man, points us to opportunity. We all can build. We have the same opportunity, 24 hours a day, the same amount of time. Now, will you use choice building materials, heaven's building materials, gold, silver, precious stones, or will you use number two building grade material? Wood, hay, stubble, the things that man builds with on earth. Will you reject the permanent and precious, the costly materials, the eternal things of God, and focus on earthly things? Temporal, trivial, or eternal and effectual building materials? The choice is up to you. And I do say, what will we do then with what we have been given? What are we building with? But then, the phrase, every man. Again, we are pointed to accountability. Every man's work shall be made manifest. We will all stand, and we will all answer That which is privately known of our works now will be openly shown in that day. The grace of God, the foundation of Christ, the work of man, but the day of judgment for the saints. Three things here. It is a day of revelation, a day of recompense, and a day of recognition. Note he says, for the day shall declare it. A day of revelation, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. A day of recompense in verse 14. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. A day of recognition, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The revelation, the declaration of man's works, all will be made plain by words. All will be uncovered. All will be tested or examined by fire to see of what sort it is. Christ will examine the quality, not the quantity, on that day. Fire consumes much, as easy as it consumes little. The sort, not the size of the material, matters when it comes to the fire. God is going to expose to view the counsels of the hearts of men. The purposes of our hearts and lives will be uncovered in the day of judgment. God will examine both the what and the why. A day of recompense. God will make return upon our investments. The fire will refine the work of some. As they come through the fire, there shall be reward. The fire will reduce the work of others. As their works do not come through the fire, they will suffer loss. A day of recognition. Those whose works are burned shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And therefore all eyes and all hearts will be focused on the foundation. Every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow, confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then shall every man, every saint, shall have praise of God, for all gathered there belong to Christ, and all are standing on the right foundation. Therefore, they shall all be saved, and some, yet so as by fire, but all because of the foundation of Christ and the grace of God, owing nothing for their salvation to the works of men, but to the almighty grace of God. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.